Our next guest was a general manager. It's Brian Lawton. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey, Brian.
Getting pretty excited about this expansion draft. What would you do if I gave you the option of trading all of these guys and building it by gathering a significant amount of really good draft choices and being bad next year, or going out and getting the best players you can to ice this year? Do you have a preference?
I do. I think that George McPhee will go out and just try to acquire as many assets as possible and go that direction. Sure, he's going to pick players, but when you're making selections for guys like, let's say on the D side, he picks Adam McQuaid or Ben Lovejoy, maybe a Jack Johnson who's available in Columbus, or even a Trevor Van Riemsdyk. I think all those guys will have tremendous value to be moved before the deadline. So I think they'll start with the franchise. That's how they'll fill it out. But I think they're going to pick a lot of assets that can be moved at a later date, including a guy like Marc-Andre Fleury.
I think you got to go back, and folks have to, you know, gather the history from this. They're not just going to take a couple of goalies, Brian. If we go back and see what Columbus and Minnesota did 17 years ago, a ton of goalies got picked, seven in total, and then they got flipped to other franchises. So most people seem to be advocating, I want to know if you are, taking Fleury, grabbing Peter Mrazek. Not many people understand what Ken Holland was doing, exposing him, grabbing maybe Grubauer, a couple other names as well that jump off the page. Do they go do that, take the five or six goalies and then flip them to desperate teams?
I think that they have to take three. I think they take a minimum of four. I would take five. Mm-hmm. I would not take Peter Mrazek because I believe that Kenny Holland would have traded him if he could have. So I'm not sure there's a strong value out there for him, and I'm not sure you want to start off with two guys, you know, totaling $10 million. But what I would do is I would take Fleury, I would take Grubauer, I would take Carter Hutton from St. Louis, I would take Antti Raanta,
yeah,
from the New York Rangers, and I would also take Linus Ullmark, a guy that, you know, he might be your third goalie. He might be your second goalie. He's on a low one way. So for me, I think the goaltenders are going to have tremendous value, but I think your assessment is correct. It's not going to just be goaltenders this time. There's a lot more valuable players at the forward and defense positions that Vegas is going to be able to select.
NHL Network analyst Brian Lawton, he's been a player, he's been an agent, he's been a general manager. We were led to believe that this Vegas team as an expansion team would be better than what we're used to when it comes to icing their very first team after the expansion draft. How do you think they will do on the ice when all is said and done?
Well, there's no doubt that there's a lot more value for the team than maybe there was in the past, even if, you know, the Sammy Vatanens or the Josh Mansons, even if Vegas doesn't end up with those guys, they're essentially getting money from heaven in terms of they'll get a first rounder. I couldn't imagine that Anaheim would have to give them less than a first rounder. So that's a bonus. You look at the Minnesota Wild, who exposed Eric Staal, Marco Scandella, and Matthew Dumba. You'll get a first rounder for one of those players, that's for sure. And if they don't get one of those players specifically, then I would think they'll get another pick. I don't think that's the case in Minnesota, but I'm trying to equate that. There's just a lot more value than we saw in the past for the Ottawas, Nashvilles, Minnesotas, Columbuses, these teams that have been through the expansion process.
Brian Lawton's our guest. Brady and Price, 839. Would you look and say short-term for the Leafs, and let's just even isolate it to the 17-18 season? I was saying earlier, there's some benefit to hoping that good veteran players from their division do get snapped up. I'm not sure there's any, again, I don't think there's any value for Detroit, except they may lose their best goalie. That's debatable. I'll give you that. But for Ottawa to lose Mathot, or for Montreal to lose Plekanec in his last year of his contract, there's some value to Toronto seeing those other teams' talents get diminished, correct?
Yeah, there absolutely is. And Ottawa will lose Mark Mathot unless they're willing to hand over an asset. And you could rest assured the request there would be a first rounder. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure Ottawa will do that. Not for a guy with 2 years left at $4.9 million. obviously they wanted to go a different route. Dion Phaneuf, you know, I don't blame him. It's not his responsibility to have to, you know, waive a no-move clause that he had. But that'll be interesting. The Leafs, I have them. You know, I was the one team I just took the UFA because I wasn't really crazy about anybody on their list. And the UFA, of course, was Brian Boyle. Montreal is a team that I didn't see a lot I liked on their list either, and I would go with one of their younger players, Charlie Hudon. That's just my view. You got to remember here that they're selecting 30 players, and an NHL roster is 23. So you need to take some players that you believe will be on your minor league team. Hudon would be one of those with upside. Marco Dano might be another one. A guy like Nick Cordelius in Anaheim, a guy like Martin Ferk in Detroit, those would be my guys that I'd be looking at for that purpose, hoping that those guys can develop into big-time players down the road.
If you were the Toronto Maple Leafs and you looked at this list right now and you look at the unprotected defenseman and you were going to call Vegas up and say, take that guy, we want to trade for him, who would you go after?
For me, the top D that are available, I actually really like one of the guys that Tampa exposed, Jake Dotson, just because he's a younger guy that I think has a lot of upside that proved he could play last year. I believe that Vegas will take him. And if they weren't going to and I was Toronto, I'd be calling and saying, hey, why don't you guys take him and I'll give you a second rounder. I might even give a first rounder for a player like him. But more name guys that are available, I think Jack Johnson will be available for Columbus. He's got 1 year left on his deal. He'd be attractive. I already said Scandella. Even Trevor Van Rimsdyk would be an upgrade for the Toronto Maple Leafs, in my opinion, as would an Adam McQuaid, maybe a Ben Lovejoy. If you wanted to just go a veteran short term, I'd be calling the Vegas about a guy like taking Dan Hamhuis, perhaps. And I wouldn't give up nearly as much as for some of the other guys, but it depends on the flavor that the Leafs would have. They're going to have, in my opinion, a lot of great options and discussions as to what they should try to do.